This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The president and vice president of Taiwan were both shot and wounded today in an apparent assassination attempt. President Chen Shui-bian and his vice president, Annette Lu, were both taken to a nearby hospital in the southern city of Tainan. Doctors say their lives are not in danger. This comes on the eve of Election Day in Taiwan. Chen, of the Democratic Progressive Party, the DPP, is running for re-election. His rival is Lien Zhan of the Nationalist, or KMT, party. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Taipei.
It was supposed to be a final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, but President Chen Shui-bian spent most of the afternoon in the hospital. The incident appears slightly strange as recorded on television footage. There seems to be no sound of gunshots, but a bullet hole is clearly visible in the windshield of Chen and Liu's open-top Jeep. Both the president and the vice president look down as though confused about what's going on before their car speeds off to the hospital. No one has yet been detained for the shooting. As word spread across the island, the head of the hospital appeared to tell the waiting press that neither the president nor the vice president's life was in danger. He showed a graphic photo of the wound across President Chen's abdomen. The bullet caused a large, ugly 6-inch graze that required 14 stitches, but incredibly did not enter Chen's body. Both Chen and Liu were discharged from the hospital in the evening and headed back to the capital, Taipei, from where President Chen addressed the Taiwanese people on television. "Don't worry," he said. "With the good care of many excellent doctors, I'm fine." But on the streets of Taipei, outside the opposition KMT campaign building, not everyone was fine with the explanation of what had happened. Well, we're now out on the streets in front of the Kuomintang, the KMT campaign headquarters, and there's a sea of KMT flags, the red, white, and blue flags of the Kuomintang. What did you think about what happened today? President Chen was shot in Tainan. What do you think of that?
It's just a show.
What do you mean, a show?
Like, he directed himself and he wanted to... it's just a drama. He's just trying to get those people to feel sympathy for him.
What, and vote and give him more votes tomorrow?
Right.
You really think he would fake his own shooting?
Right. Because look at where he got shot. It's impossible, you know?
That's quite a conspiracy theory.
Right, I think it's a conspiracy.
So there's a young lady here in a nice brown jacket with beautiful silk orange sleeves. Hi, what's your name?
Yvonne Low.
And tell me, what do you think about what happened today to President Chen?
I think he basically directed the whole play himself, because basically there are a lot of things that doesn't really sound reasonable. And he can actually walk into the hospital, and the hospital is owned by his best friend.
So what are you saying here? You're saying he faked the whole thing?
Of course, yeah.
Well, now this is the other side of the story. Just around the corner from the Kuomintang, the opposition party headquarters, is the DPP headquarters, the party of President Chen Shui-bian. Let's ask you, sir, you've got a green Chen Shui-bian flag there.
Yes,
tell
right.
me, what do you think about what happened this afternoon to President Chen Shui-bian?
It's very bad.
And do you think that this will change how the election goes tomorrow?
I think will be won for sure. Yeah.
Chen Shui-bian's going to win.
Yeah, Chen Shui-bian going to win.
This is a tragedy that someone tried to kill our president. I think this is really a tragedy.
Well, not surprisingly, the supporters of Chen Shui-bian are saying what happened today was a tragedy and totally refuting the conspiracy theories of the KMT supporters. The thing that's most clear from all of this is that politics really matters in Taiwan for economic reasons, for reasons to do with the relationship with China across the straits. Politics matters. 80 to 90% of all Taiwanese people are going to come out and vote in this election tomorrow. And judging by the emotions that we've seen here this evening, I think there's going to be some quite angry people on the losing side. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News, in downtown Taipei.